Welcome to a brand new edition of the UIW Athletics Podcast. This is your host, Shane Melling, and we have an exciting next half hour for you. We will have a couple of athlete interviews as well as an interview with the coach. We'll be talking to Katie Novak and Anthony Horton from the basketball teams, and then we'll have an extended interview with our swimming coach, Phil Davis. It's an exciting week in Incarnate Word Athletics as the basketball teams host their first ever Southland Conference home games. Thursday night, it will be the Cardinals against Central Arkansas. And then Saturday, Oral Roberts comes to town for a 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock doubleheader. Track team is opening up their season on the road at the University of Oklahoma and their Sooner Invitational indoors. And even men's tennis gets back into action. Friday, they'll be taking on Louisiana Lafayette at home. So the spring sports just around the corner, and basketball now in full swing. And we hope you enjoy your UIW podcast. This is your host, Shane Melling. Joining me first today is senior forward on the men's basketball team, Anthony Horton. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you guys are 13-2 right now. You got your first Southland Conference games under your belt last week, going 1-1 on the road. Talk a little about just maybe the difference in level of play between what you guys have played in your preseason and then maybe just your first two games in Southland Conference play.
Well, our preseason schedule is almost entirely made up of lower division teams. We had that one game against North Texas, so I mean, we came in really hungry, ready to play. Coach Burmeister really got us ready. You know, we had a lot of good practices leading up to those games. And, I mean, we got in, and, I mean, we were right there in that first game. And the second game, we did real well. So, I mean, we were prepared, and we were ready for that jump.
What kind of style did the teams play Southeastern and New Orleans?
All right, the two teams, they played kind of similar, both real up-tempo pace. We did real well in the first game, matching that physical level, that the difference in the teams that we've been playing. And the second game, I think we just made even more leeway into getting up to that level of competition, and it was really good.
How excited are you guys for this week, your first home conference games of the season?
Oh, we're pumped. I mean, everybody's just walking around smiling throughout campus. Usually first week back to school, nobody's really happy, but I mean, we're pumped. We're ready to go.
It's got to be nice having the rest of the students back on campus. You guys had a bunch of games, but no one was really around for mm-hmm. them in December. So it's got to be nice. I'm sure people are asking you guys how you're doing. How nice is it to be able to say we're 13-2 right now?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, last year we were, right there around 500 all year, so it wasn't all always cut up to be walking around. You couldn't really boast, but now, I mean, it's awesome. Especially after the football team mm-hmm. had such a great year. It's great. Sports is just really picking up this year.
Coach Burmeister has talked a lot about just the leadership that you and Ian Markoff have given the team this year. What has it been that you guys have been able to, I guess, instill into the rest of the members?
Well, I mean, we've both been at it for 4 years. We haven't been here all 4 years. We're at a different program. So, I mean, we've seen it all. We just, try to help the other guys, give them advice, you know. Because, Coach, he's going to demand a lot out of you at times. And some people, you know, sometimes might be in a bad mood one day. But you just got to learn to take it and learn from it, you know. We just try to help all the guys out and learn from the stuff that we've learned.
What are your, I guess, personal goals heading into this season? What were some of the things that, I guess, you wanted to be able to do?
Well, I really worked hard this summer at getting into just the best shape that I could be in. I feel like I'm in a lot better shape than any of the years that I've been playing. And another is just be the best teammate I could possibly be. You know, it's my last year. I don't know if I'll go on to play basketball after this, but, you know, if it is my last year, last time to play basketball, then I just want to make it the best situation I can.
It does seem like, you know, you guys really get up and down the court well, and that we seem to be the team that wears others down by the end of the game. Is that kind of the philosophy for the team this year, is just keep pushing the ball, and eventually we're going to get easy shots?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got a big man down low. He's a handful. Guarding him in practice, it'll wear anybody down. Mm-hmm. I mean, me, myself included, and then we just got to – some great shooters around him, and then Denzel and Mitch, when they're running the point, they're really push the tempo, and I mean, we really focus on that. We work on it every day in practice. So.
And you guys, I feel like kind of the underrated thing about the team this year has been how well the defense has played. You're leading the conference in field goal percentage defense and three-point percentage defense, and also defensive rebounding. Talk a little about just the importance of those aspects of the game that make you guys so good this year.
Oh yeah, I mean, defense is often it's overlooked. Nobody likes to do it, but I mean, it's one of the most important facets of the game. You got to get out there and you got to defend. And I mean, we've done a great job at it so far. From I mean, the guards stopping other teams in transition to I mean, the bigs down low. We've been controlling the paint points and getting those rebounds. So I mean, it all factors into those wins.
Do you see a lot of that being on the inside, where last year you were basically the biggest guy on the team and we were pretty small all around?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he helps leaps and bounds. And then Justin coming off the bench, he's been bringing us great minutes, especially as of late. He's been really coming into his own. So, I mean, we just got a lot of tools last year that we didn't have this year.
Do we keep playing well going with the conference season in full swing now?
I mean, we just got to come out. We just got to keep playing our game. We got to come out fast. We got to need to set the tempo, kind of get out there and really just surprise the teams. We can't come out and let them set their tempo. We need to play our style and just keep going from here, doing what's working for us so far.
All right. What led you to come to Incarnate Word last year? You were at Campbell, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. I played 2 years there, and I decided I needed a change, and I came home, and my high school coach, she had been in talk with Coach Berm, and I set up a visit and stuff, and I came out here, and I mean, I just loved it. So the city, the campus, it was the only visit I took. I'm committed and haven't regretted it one bit.
And following this year, when are you planning on graduating? What are you going to graduate with, and kind of what are your plans?
Hopefully I'll graduate in December with my business degree, and I'll probably end up going and working in the industry my father works in. He's a pipeline construction supply.
Okay.
So going there, probably salesman, kind of train under him, and then see where we go from there. Try to get my career started.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony, thanks for joining us. Anything else that you'd like to say before we let you go?
I just hope to see everybody listening, that they come out to the games and be loud.
Games are Thursday night, 7:30. We play Central Arkansas, and then Saturday, 4 o'clock, against Oral Roberts. All right, thanks again. Okay, joining us now is senior women's basketball player Katie Novak. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And it's got to be kind of nice. You're back on the court. You missed 10 games. Just kind of tell us about, I guess if you want to, your injury, but more importantly, like how you stayed positive coming back from that injury, knowing that you've missed other time before with injuries. How tough was it for you?
This one was definitely hard for me. Out of all the ones I've had, even though I didn't have to get surgery, I think the hardest part mentally was being on crutches for as long as I was. Something that helped a little bit, honestly, was Michelle kind of going through a similar thing. And we were both out at the same time and both seniors, and I knew she wasn't going to be able to come back, and I was. So I really wanted to try and stay positive for her and for when I could finally get back on the court.
So when were you finally able to, I guess, run without a hindrance, I guess?
There's still a hindrance a little bit. Last week was the first time I ran at all, and then I played in the game the next day, so it was really quick, and I wasn't really ready for it physically, but mentally I was definitely ready to be back on the court.
So how much did you feel like you'd fallen out of shape a little bit, or have you done stuff to try to keep in shape?
I actually didn't feel out of shape at all cardio-wise, but like my right leg was so tired, I felt like I was kind of dragging it behind me after the first 5 minutes. But it's just going to be kind of getting back a little bit more and more every practice. I'm still not able to practice fully yet, but I'm hoping in like 2 to 3 weeks that I'll be back at 100%.
How did it feel to make that first shot?
It felt good because I was really nervous before that. I hadn't really shot in a game. Like, I hadn't done up and down at all or done anything like that in almost 60 days.
Right. So. Well, we're glad you're back. The team,
Thank
we
you.
Were a little thin. We still aren't, you wouldn't call us deep by any means, but
You guys have just started conference play. You beat New Orleans last week. How nice was it to get that win on the road against the Southland Conference team?
It was huge. I mean, before the game, we talked about making history, and it was great for me, too, to finally be back and playing with everybody again. And I think at this point in conference, we kind of feel like no matter what game we go into, we have nothing to lose. So while we're not very deep, I feel like our attitude is really, really looking good so far.
Was the style of play different playing Southeastern and New Orleans than other teams we've played this year?
It was, I would say the pace of the game was faster, for sure. And not so much physical, but I'd say definitely quicker, a lot more transition. And I think a lot of teams will try to take advantage of us not having a really deep bench and try to just push it on us more. But right. We're kind of ready for that.
Now this week, two home games. Mm-hmm. We play Central Arkansas tomorrow night. It'll be Thursday night. And then Oral Roberts on Saturday. So these are the first, I guess, official Division I opponents we've had mm-hmm. here on campus. So how exciting is it for you guys? And kind of what's the game plan heading into Thursday's game?
We're really excited. We always feel like we play better at home. I mean, it's always easier not to travel and things like that. And I feel a little bit more confident having a few practices under my belt. Where last week I was just kind of thrown into the mix. But I think we have a good scouting report, and we're pretty confident going into this that we know what to expect from both teams.
So what were you able to do? How did you help the team when you were on the sideline? Was there anything you were trying to do to, I guess, keep yourself in the game and also help mm-hmm. help the others? We have a few newcomers that, mm-hmm. that were playing quite a bit of time.
Yeah, definitely with a lot of the freshmen, I feel like I would definitely try to let them know what their strengths are, because I know sometimes it can be hard, especially if, you know, you're already a freshman, you make a few mistakes, and then you kind of get down on yourself. But I was just kind of letting them know that, you know, we want them out there, we need them out there, and they have the ability to play at this level, and kind of helping on little things that I could see, because you always see more when you're on the sideline than when you're in the game.
What's the goals for the team for the conference schedule?
We're trying to win all our home games, for sure. And stay over 500, definitely.
Now, both teams this year, men and women, neither team has lost a game at home this year, so hopefully we continue that. What is it about playing at home? You mentioned not having to travel. Mm-hmm. Does it just feel like you have a better chance of making shots when you're here at a place you practice at all the time?
Yeah, I think there's, like, the familiarity in that way. Even so much as, like, if you travel to a different gym, the temperature of the gym is different. And when you're in the same environment every day, it just, the warm-up's easier, everything about it is a little bit easier. And I'm sure, like, the fans have a lot to do with it, too. You know, a lot of people's parents or families come watch, so.
So, what did you do over Christmas break? I know you're from Chicago area. Did you go back home, or did you stay around here?
No, I actually stayed around here because my parents just moved down here a few months ago. So it was the first time I didn't have to travel for a break.
You're
and
now
I did not see
a Texan.
Snow. Yes, I am. I did not see snow, and I was pretty happy about it. So I just spent time with my family, and my sisters came into town. So
do you make fun of the rest of the team when it gets to, like, in the 30s and they're freezing?
I did when I first moved here, but now I'm starting to become one of those people.
You get thin-blooded very quickly when you're in Texas.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Final thing, what are your plans following graduation? You'll be getting your master's mm-hmm. degree here pretty soon. What do you want to do after that?
I want a college coach, definitely. And I have no idea where. I really like Texas. I'd like to stay in Texas. But that's definitely what I'm looking to do.
Is there a specific level that you'd like to coach at, or just kind of whatever school comes open that you can start out with?
I'm going to keep an open mind. I would like to stay Division II or Division I, but definitely I'll take whatever is the best fit for me at the time, and going to be starting applying to jobs already next month, and
scary.
So it's coming up really quick, yeah.
Well, anything you want to say before we let you go?
Just anybody, we need all the fan support we can get coming to these next few games. Tomorrow is going to be one of the toughest opponents in the conference, so we'd definitely love to see everybody come out and show your support.
Women tip off at 5:30 Thursday, 2 o'clock on Saturday. The men will follow half hour afterwards. Thanks, Katie, for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, joining us now is head swim coach Phil Davis. Phil, welcome back to the show.
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. A little over halfway through the season. And you guys have looked good so far. You had a home meet last Saturday. You have another one this Saturday. Yeah. Kind of where does this team stand? And I guess if you could, just kind of take us through these couple weeks after Christmas where you're really, it seems like you're training through and preparing the team for the important meets at the end of the year.
You know what? It's exactly right. It's a marathon season, 144 days. We're coming down to the last 30 or so. And what we've done up to this point has build the base, build the foundation. The cornerstone of swimming fast is going to be training. And like, you know, Greg Choi at Florida says, hard work works. So that's what we've done up until this point. Now we take that a step further. We continue to hold that base, but we're going to start like sharpening the edge of the file. You know what I mean? We're going to be getting sharp with our technique, our turns, a lot of emphasis on that, a lot of race strategy in practice, a lot of speed work, so to speak, where we're recruiting those fast twitch muscles so that we are timing this thing just right. So when we want them to go fast, boom, here we go.
Yeah, and you've had good success with that in the last few years. We always seem to do well at conference and at nationals. How different is it this year not having that national meet to plan for? Last year, I know you held back some of your top people at conference just so they'd be ready for nationals. This year, the conference meet is kind of the big meet of the year, which it happens a little quicker than last year. Does that change like how you do things a little bit?
You know, absolutely. You know, we brought them back earlier. After Christmas, earlier than I ever have. And so our training trip where the kids, you know, they pay their way to go to California because it's better than, you know, being here in the pool they're in all the time. So we go to California, and the training trip was better because we were in better shape before we got there.
Right.
You know, and so we hit the ground running once we got there. The kids were sore. And when you take somebody that's in great shape and can make them sore, we're doing well. We're getting work done. And so morale was high. It was an awesome trip. You know, God was good and gave us great weather. And it's just, I couldn't ask for much more from the trip, you know, escaped injury free for the most part. And, that's what you want. And so last weekend was kind of fun. Southwestern's an up and coming Division III team, and Coach Duncan down there is doing awesome. And, had some local kids from here swimming for them. So it was neat to see them back here. Some former club kids of mine, and you know, I mean, it was a great meet. They got to see a high level swimming. We got to swim some off events and challenge some people in some ways that hadn't been challenged. So,
what does it do? You know, you talk about off events. I noticed, you know, Torres last week, you throw him in the 1,000 freestyle, and he's a guy. I asked him afterwards, have you ever swam that before? He said, no. I said, do you ever want to swim it again? He's like, no. But what does that, you know, what does the fact that he can get through that event and then still swim fast in his other events, what's that show you, I guess, as a coach?
You know, we practice a lot with the idea that we're going to, you know, master our craft. And that's the sport of swimming. You know, whether you are a butterfly or breaststroke or IM or distance or sprint, we want you to master this sport in every way and push yourself with the little things. Because if football's a game of inches, we're a game of hundredths of a second. And every little thing matters. And so for guys like, you know, Torres, making him do the 1,000, we let him do it backstroke, you know, his keystroke. And, you know, the confidence that brings when you've done a 1,000 free on your back, that's impressive. And, you know, we had David Moore did the 1,000 IM, and then he did the 500 fly. You know, those are some manly things that kind of, you know, you check that box, like, if I can do a 500 fly, I can do anything.
Right.
And so that was kind of what we were getting at, you know, just, you know, don't be afraid of anything. We're not going to back down from nothing. We're on the highest level of swimming really in the world, and so we're here. You know, this is what we got to do.
Now, this week you guys have University of Houston coming into town, a little bit different than Southwestern. What's kind of the plan this week? Will people swim more of their specialty events this week?
Absolutely. You know, Coach Rich is doing a great job down there in his first year. You know, it's going to take them a little while to kind of recover from, you know, coaching change and this and that, but they're very talented. I don't know, but I would guess he probably brought in some people at semester, and because you want to get your own people in there, you know,
right,
you feel good with. But we swam them in the fall, so we kind of know what they have. But you know, we're hoping that we're going to be not as broken down as they are, because we're our conference comes a little closer than theirs, so maybe we've got a little bit of a leg up there. Also, just the good training we've had. But the focus on this meet, and I know this sounds crazy, we want to win the meet, but we're going to put our kids in position like the final dress rehearsal for conference. So we're going to swim our best events, pick our spots to try to really sneak up and score points. And, you know, they've got some big-time divers there, but so do we. So it'll be that'll be one of the best matchups to see how our divers compete with theirs.
Talk a little about our divers, especially on the women's side. Mm-hmm. It seems like you have three very strong divers, Kelly Lentz, Emily Haddix, and then I'm drawing a blank on
Kim Foster.
Kim Foster.
Kimberly Foster is going to be great for us. She's got platform experience, which is now in Division I. That's where we got to go. Also, Callie Lentz does as well. Callie is the Division II 3-meter national record holder, and coming off being a national champion, she's very talented. She's not the one that's going to, you know, wow you with the explosion off the board, but she is just like, I don't know, man.
She doesn't make
she's like Joe Montana.
I know that.
Yeah, you know, when she's supposed to do it, she does it, you know, and she puts pressure on people by just not making a mistake. And, you know, Kim is working hard, which helps Callie work hard. And Emily's just our veteran senior who's just been doing it. She's been a lot of big meets for us. She's happy, you know. I'm not saying she has worked her hardest this year, but she's done very well. And she's going to finish her career on a high note. And we expect her to be an all-conference performer, and just like she always is. So there are – it's hard to explain it, but it's like a football team. Once we get past the 50, we feel good about a field goal. That's where we are with our divers. We know they're going to score.
Yeah. You guys, the men have been ranked. I think at the middle of the year, the college swim put out the rankings as number 30 in the nation, which is pretty impressive. First year Division I program. Did you think you would be ranked that high at some point this year, or is it kind of a little bit out of the blue for you?
I hope this doesn't sound arrogant, but we expect to be ranked higher. the last thing we're going to set our goals here is being happy or content with anything we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a very strong senior class.
Right.
And you'll see next year just how strong it was, because it will be tough to you know, bring the new guys in. But I feel like there's some teams ahead of us that we would beat every day in a swim meet, you know. And so that's that part of that's just the respect, and people don't know yet, but they will know. And that's why we're doing the meets we're doing. And we're coming. I mean, we have, you know, Thiago Paravicini is ranked 5th in the entire country in Division I in the 200 breast.
Yeah.
There are very few teams that have somebody like that, and we do. And it's a shame that we cannot go and it's shameful for the sport. It's bad for Thiago. It's bad for our university. And I don't really see the reason why, you know, we have to do this. But it is what it is. Those are the rules for everybody, and we're going to live with it. But we just hate that for him.
Yeah.
And several other kids that are ranked in the top 20, you know, and that's exciting. Like I said, it's better than a lot of people.
That's right. Well, talk a little about after the conference meet. I know you're kind of putting together another meet kind of in place of the national meet, because there are a number of teams,
right.
Grand Canyon, to name one that we just went against, that also can't send their kids to nationals, and they have some guys that are national level swimmers as well.
That's right.
What will that meet be like? What do you
Well, this year is going to be, you know, it's just being born this year. So it's not even going to be crawling yet. We're just going to be laying on our back and kicking and screaming. You know, it's going to be tough, you know, to get things going from a financial support way and all that stuff. But, you know, this is an absolute necessity with our sport. We have to do this. And the reason I say that is imagine this event being the NIT for basketball.
Right.
Okay, you've got 64 of the best teams in the country that make it. Some just miss the conference championship and don't get the automatic bid or whatever the reason. Doesn't mean they're not good. They're still very good. And the NIT tournament has gotten very strong. Well, same thing with Division I swimming. It is literally the most exclusive meet in the entire world to get into.
Yeah.
Olympic trials is way easier than the Division I national championship meet. And what happens is, We have a lot of kids that just miss it, that go and swim in amateur events, and those coaches of kids that we're recruiting get frustrated by the college kids coming and taking up those spots. So there's a need for them to be able to go somewhere else. Those are also meets that these college kids have been to for several years as an amateur. And so, you know, I mean, this meet needs to happen. And to be honest, Steve Schaefer and myself are just dumb enough to do all the heavy lifting to make it work and take some bumps along the way, but we're going to get there. The big thing is NCAA sanctioning this as a postseason meet, which doesn't require it to be in our 144-day season. Mm-hmm. Once they do that, the attendance will be great, and we won't worry about that. But at this point, it's not. So teams like us and Grand Canyon and Rice, for the foresight of knowing it's coming, we changed our schedule to start practice later so that we would fit it into 144. So there's that. But it's going to be great.
Sounds exciting, especially for the future. Yep. If you can keep it going, show some I think you guys will probably have some really good times this year, so then people will see that it could be a good event.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a process, but we'll get there.
All right, conference, not too far away.
Not too far.
Who are some of the teams that the men and women you think will be some of the top competitors for that conference title?
Well, on the men's team, like I said, we have a very strong team, so we have high expectations. We go into every meet trying to win, so we expect to go and compete for the title on the men. On the women, we're kind of team you better not sleep on. Florida Gulf Coast is very dominant. Mm-hmm.
They've won a bunch of conference titles lately.
Absolutely, they're very strong. They got a good coach. He's got one of those accents. I can't remember what country he's from, but he's got a little accent to him. And the kids seem to enjoy swimming for him. And they've got some San Antonio kids there, so they're strong. Liberty's very fast, especially the sprint relays. And there are plenty of other teams. I mean, there's like 14 women's teams that we've got to fight against. But we've done well considering we lost a ton last year. Mm-hmm. And we've had some kids that we've had to remove from the team along the way. And one senior graduating early. So definitely doing some shuffling. It's a weird year for the girls.
Yeah.
And but we're going to be fine. We're going to compete. We're going to score points. We're strong in the diving. We're strong in the distance events. Lana Nguyen has swam incredible. So is Adrian Morrow. Our breaststroke's coming on with Celeste Morgan. We pick up two new girls that semester that should be able to contribute as long as we get all the NCAA stuff cleared away. And our goal is to be top five, and we have a shot at being top three. And, man, that's what we're swinging for.
Who do you think will be your biggest competitor on the men's side?
You know, Davidson is the defending champ. Hey, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Right. So, I mean, a lot of these teams, and, you know, we look on paper like we've done, like we're way better, but the fact is these other teams have not rested yet.
Right.
And we're not stupid. We know that. And so we're not going in there with big heads and thinking we're all that. We're going there to prove we have a lot to prove.
Right.
And we didn't do it in November and December. It's not done. We're ready for our best in February. So that's what they're going to get. You know, whether we're going to win or not, we're expecting to ring the bell, have our best performance in February.
Well, Coach, sounds good. We'll be back talking to you again probably maybe that week right before the conference championships. Thanks for joining us. That's Coach Phil Davis.
Thank you once again for listening in to the UIW podcast. We'll be back again next week with more interviews with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. Just a reminder, basketball tips off their home conference schedule tonight, Thursday night, against Central Arkansas at 5:30 and 7:30. And then on Saturday, Oral Roberts comes to town for a 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock doubleheader. Swimming and Diving also has their final home meet of the season on Saturday as well at 2 o'clock against the University of Houston. Thank you again for listening in to the UIW Athletics Podcast.